This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting this week from Puerto Rico on the effects of the $70 billion debt crisis. Today from Carolina, Puerto Rico, a town just east of the capital, San Juan. The town's claim to fame is that Baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente was born there. Most Sundays, the Andujar family gets together to eat and drink and to tell stories. They invited Marketplace's Andy Uhler into their home, and it didn't take long for the conversation to turn to Puerto Rico's financial mess.
Iván Andujar is 28 and works at Banco Popular, the largest bank in Puerto Rico. He got an accounting degree in the U.S. and came back to the island to start a family. He and his wife, Karen, have a 2-year-old. He says he thinks sometimes about going back to the mainland. They've even come up with a budget to do it.
Main reason right now that if I would leave, I would leave Puerto Rico is education for my kids.
Under pressure from hedge funds that own a lot of Puerto Rico's debt, the island has closed public schools, reduced university subsidies, and laid off teachers. Iván knows he's lucky to have his job, but his family's still living month to month.
I really believe it's getting to the point that everybody's like desperate. You could feel the desperation in the streets. You could feel it. It's hard. It's hard to live here.
Iván's wife, Karen, also works at Banco Popular. She has a marketing degree and works as an assistant to the bank's financial division. Stockbrokers. A lot of her job is answering phone calls of people asking the same question as the hedge funds. Are they going to get paid interest on their Puerto Rican bonds?
I just get the complaints and I assisted people crying. Most of them are Puerto Ricans. I see a lot of people that just lost millions of dollars.
The island is buried in debt because it borrowed beyond its means. Money kept coming in because its bonds are tax exempt. Even for mainland investors. Karen says not even the people whose job it is to know what's going to happen in the markets have a guess as to Puerto Rico's future.
All the brokers of the firm just say that they don't know what is going to be happening. That's very bad because they're brokers. They need to predict that, but they don't have any idea what is going to be happening.
Karen is 6 months pregnant. Puerto Rico's been in a debt crisis for 10 years. She says she just hopes they'll be done talking about the island defaulting on loans by the time her kids are old enough to know what's going on. I'm Andy Uhler for Marketplace.